Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the shir where we talk a daf lesson a day. In a few minutes here, we're looking at Shkolim 8. The Gemara asks, what is the law with regard to discharging one's obligation with spiced wine? The notes point out the Gemara is referring to wine that was flavored with honey and spices. The question is whether the seasoned beverage retains its identity as wine, the Tiklin Chatedin point out in the notes. The Gemara answers, we may resolve this inquiry from that which Bar Kappara taught on a brisa. Spiced wine is equivalent to ordinary wine in every respect. Pointed out by the Tiklin Chatedin, this brisa tells us that we may indeed discharge our obligation to drink the 4 cups of on Pesach coming up right away with spiced wine. Notes point out, the Rambam points out, citing an earlier dispute as to whether spice or sweetened wine is acceptable for Kiddush. Ravad supports a lenient view on the basis of our Gemara, say Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim and Ber HaGran. The point being, sometimes simpler is better. Sometimes it's better to go for a more modest thing for a more modest thing. In general, in life, especially in our culture, in our society, and even in Jewish life, it's hard not to want to keep up with the Joneses, not to want to keep up with the Sternmans or whatever, to keep up with the neighbors. They have a huge house. We should have a huge house. They have a beautiful car. We should have a beautiful car. They have 10 of this and 10 of that, 10 of that. Even thinking that we need the most expensive bottle of wine, the most expensive bottle of grape juice, but that's not true. In general, you can discharge your obligation with this kind of a wine, which is different flavor than the ordinary wine. Just as the Gemara talks about how the mitzvah can be accomplished either way, so too we should realize you don't always need to have the most grandiose, extravagant thing. In fact, it might be lavish and wasteful to have such a thing. To have a house that has 20 bedrooms makes no sense. Keep it modest, keep it simple. In life, make sure to discharge your obligations, your mitzvahs, your chesed in the right way, but not in a grandiose way, in a simple, wonderful manner. Join us next time as we talk Shkolim 9 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.